Ever wondered what happens when a meticulous planner meets a free spirit under one roof? Ryan Shea lives by structure and control. As captain of the Chicago Devils basketball team, his life revolves around discipline, from his minimalist black and white apartment to his carefully guarded personal boundaries. Basketball isn't just his career, it's his salvation after a devastating betrayal left him emotionally walled off from the world. Enter Indiana, vibrant, emotional, and wonderfully chaotic. Fresh from her own heartbreak after catching her boyfriend of 6 years cheating, she reluctantly moves into Ryan's apartment as a temporary arrangement. Their first encounter sets the tone perfectly. Ryan, horrified by the explosion of color and chaos suddenly invading his sanctuary. Indy, convinced her reluctant host, despises her very existence. What makes their dynamic instantly magnetic is how their differences create both tension and possibility. When Ryan finds Indy crying over her ex and can't bring himself to kick her out, even offering her a spare key despite his initial coldness, we glimpse the first crack in his carefully constructed armor. Their opposing energies don't just clash, they begin to complement each other in unexpected ways. Ryan's controlled exterior hides deep wounds, while Indy's emotional openness masks her own insecurities. In each other, they find the missing pieces they didn't know they needed. Behind Ryan's cold exterior lies trauma. In college, his girlfriend falsely claimed he fathered her child, sending him into a 2-year depression where basketball became his only refuge. For Indy, trust shattered when she caught her boyfriend cheating after 6 years. Having rejected Dartmouth to build her life around him in Chicago, the betrayal devastated her self-worth. Their reluctant cohabitation shifts when they strike a deal. Indy will attend Ryan's team banquet as his fake girlfriend if he'll accompany her to a friend's wedding where her ex will be present. This arrangement reveals dimensions beyond their apartment interactions. At the banquet, Indy impresses Ryan's boss with her intelligence and grace. When faced with awkward questions, they seamlessly cover for each other, building trust through teamwork. These moments suggest their protective walls might safely come down, brick by careful brick. Have you ever noticed how the quietest gestures often carry the most meaning? Ryan and Indy's love story unfolds through thoughtful actions rather than grand declarations. When Indy mentions being vegetarian, Ryan silently adjusts, ordering vegetarian bacon without seeking recognition. He studies her routines, preparing her coffee exactly how she likes it. He replaces her sparse room with a luxurious bed and lavender sheets, deflecting with gruffness, "You needed a bed. Don't think too much into it." Most touching is Ryan secretly learning American Sign Language for Indy's deaf father. When she discovers him signing about baseball with her father, she realizes Ryan has been writing his love story through actions all along. Their different styles create both tension and growth. For Indy, verbal affirmation is essential, while Ryan communicates through meaningful actions. Through their relationship, Ryan learns that while actions matter deeply, sometimes words are necessary too. When he finally says, "I love you," those words carry extraordinary weight because they're built on countless actions that have already proved his devotion. Imagine having your every move scrutinized and privacy constantly invaded. For Ryan, this isn't imagination. It's daily reality as a professional athlete. "I'm not allowed to be human," he confesses, revealing the suffocating pressure of public expectations. Their first date demonstrates this perfectly. An intimate dinner quickly devolves into chaos, interrupted by autograph seekers, phone cameras, and hovering paparazzi. They retreat to Ryan's apartment, leaving half-eaten meals behind. His home has become his only sanctuary where he can truly exhale. For Indy, dating Ryan means entering an unexpected world. She finds herself thrust into a spotlight that scrutinizes every aspect of her life. Past relationships, career choices, even her wardrobe become public discourse. At the team's banquet, Ryan nearly cancels upon spotting photographers, worried about subjecting her to media attention. Their relationship becomes precious because it offers Ryan what basketball cannot, a space where he can be fully human, flaws and all. Ryan and Indy both carry emotional scars that hinder intimacy, her physical brokenness from betrayal, his retreat into basketball's structured world after heartbreak. Their healing unfolds through chosen moments of vulnerability, kitchen conversations, hotel confessions, and honest arguments. A breakthrough happens when Ryan helps Indy experience pleasure again, afterward admitting, "I don't know how to be casual with you, and that scares the shit out of me," acknowledging both his feelings and fears. At her friend's wedding, Indy transforms from victim to victor by confronting her ex, declaring his cheating was the best thing to happen to me because it led her to Ryan. Their relationship reveals how trauma creates landmines in new connections. When Ryan mistakenly believes he's found Indy's pregnancy test, his assumption exposes unhealed wounds. Their reconciliation comes through radical honesty about their deepest fears, demonstrating how past trauma can become a pathway to deeper connection. The concept of home evolves from physical spaces into emotional connections throughout their journey. Ryan's apartment initially reflects his isolated existence, a stark white sanctuary embodying his need for control and self-imposed solitude. When Indy moves in, she transforms this space with vibrant Moroccan pillows, jewel-toned scarves over lamps, and thriving plants. Though Ryan initially resists these changes, he discovers her intrusions bring warmth to spaces he never realized were cold. Their shared living space mirrors their relationship's evolution. Ryan embracing spontaneity, Indy respecting his routines. They create traditions like Sunday morning balcony coffee and leaving sticky notes with inside jokes. Their journey culminates when Ryan purchases a Victorian house and puts Indy's name on the deed alongside his, a gesture representing his complete trust and commitment, especially meaningful given his past experiences with people wanting him only for his wealth. As Indy tells Ryan, "Sometimes I wish you had a normal job, because then maybe you could trust there are no ulterior motives to loving you." The right move balances personal dreams with relationship commitments. Ryan was horrified that Indy sacrificed her dream school for her ex, a choice that diminished her identity. Ryan and Indy's partnership enhances their individual dreams instead of requiring sacrifice. Indy develops Ryan's foundation business plan while Ryan funds her fertility treatments before they're officially together. 4 years later, their balanced partnership thrives. Indy runs the Ryan Shea Foundation full-time, expanding from summer camp to year-round community programs. Ryan excels as both a two-time MVP and family man. They've created a family through fertility treatments and adoption, with twins Iverson and Navy. Their story shows the right move isn't choosing between dreams and love, but finding someone who enhances your dreams and creates new shared ones. They actively choose each other through challenges, becoming better together while creating a home where both flourish.